Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, everyone. We know it hasn't been long, not even 2 months, since we last talked to you, but obviously, we're back, and with some really big news. First, a recap. Back in August, we told you about a significant court ruling in the case of Devonya Inman. Basically, a judge in Georgia decided to allow him and his lawyers to pursue evidence that could finally prove his innocence once and for all.
That was a big deal. The ruling brought him one step closer to a new trial. But then, last week, even bigger news. A bombshell, really, from the Georgia Supreme Court. We're going to tell you all about it. But first, we spoke to Jessica Sino, Devonya's most dedicated advocate, about how she heard the news.
I was boarding a flight yesterday, and I got a text message from one of the lawyers at Troutman, and it had a link to the opinion. And, of course, I'm furiously trying to open it, and when I did it, my jaw just dropped.
From The Intercept, I'm Liliana Segura.
And I'm Jordan Smith. Welcome back to Murderville, Georgia. First, a bit of backstory. Remember, Devonya was sentenced to life in prison for the 1998 murder of Donna Brown in the parking lot at the Taco Bell in Adel, Georgia. He adamantly denied he had anything to do with it. And at the time, rumors around town pegged another man, Hercules Brown, as the real killer. A decade after Devonya was sentenced, DNA connected Hercules, and only Hercules, to the crime. As you might recall, back in 2014, the Georgia Innocence Project took that DNA evidence and won a hearing on what's called an extraordinary motion for a new trial. But the judge, the same one who presided over Devonya's original trial, brushed it off. In a flimsy ruling, he said that the DNA didn't prove Devonya was innocent at all. The Innocence Project appealed to the Georgia Supreme Court, but it refused to even review it.
A few years later, a new group of lawyers with the prestigious Atlanta firm Troutman Sanders took up Devonya's case. They've never stopped investigating. And last year, they went back to court and to a different judge with some explosive new evidence. A witness they'd found named Kim Brooks. She said that Hercules had all but confessed to her not long after Donna Brown's murder. Brooks tried to tell the cops about this back in 1998, but they brushed her off. They never even put it into their police report. And prosecutors never told Devonya's lawyers about it. That was illegal. And that's the evidence the new judge, Lookout Mountain Chief Judge Christina Cook Graham, decided this summer that Devonya's lawyers could pursue.
And that's not all. Judge Graham also said they could inspect the prosecutor's entire case file, something Devonya's lawyers have been trying to do for years. Finally, she said that his attorneys should be allowed to interview Hercules Brown in prison, something the state fought really hard to prevent. Actually, the state didn't like any of this. The attorney general's office balked at the ruling and vowed to immediately appeal to the Georgia Supreme Court. They did. And last week, the court responded. And it was amazing. It's the reason we're talking to you today.
It is a monumental moment in not only Devonya's case, but it is a truly remarkable and it's a unicorn opinion. I can't explain it any other way.
It really is kind of hard to describe. It's like nothing we've ever read before. The ruling itself is brief. A one-liner saying the court, by unanimous opinion, had rejected the state's appeal. It's what comes after that that is truly extraordinary. In two concurring opinions, both the Chief Justice and Presiding Judge agreed with the ruling, which will allow Inman's case to move forward. But Presiding Justice David Namias went a step further. "I have more to say," he wrote. "I have gone back to review the record regarding Inman's extraordinary motion for a new trial. I have grave doubts about the trial court's order denying that motion." He wrote that he regrets that his court refused to act back in 2014. Unfortunately, he wrote, I have not found a way within the confines of the law for us to undo our decision.
So in other words, the court fucked up, and there's no obvious way for them to fix it on their own. But, Namias wrote, there was someone who could fix it, the Attorney General. Prosecutors, he wrote, may exercise their discretion to seek justice, to do the right thing. Meaning, prosecutors have more leverage to fix mistakes, and not just to win at all costs. Again, Jessica Sino. Just FYI, we were talking to her after she arrived in Houston for a conference, and the hotel was a bit noisy.
Right here, you've got the highest court in the state of Georgia not only denying what the state asked for, but also going through the extra hurdle of saying, really, they just deeply, deeply troubled by this case and sending a message, a very blatant message to the state.
But Namias went further still. We'll just read for you what he had to say. Everyone involved in our criminal justice system should dread the conviction and incarceration of innocent people. During my decade of service on this court, I have reviewed over 1,500 murder cases in various forms. In those cases, trial courts, habeas courts, and this court, through appellate review, have occasionally granted new trials to defendants who appeared not to be guilty of crimes of which they were convicted. Of the multitude of cases in which a new trial has been denied, Inman's case is the one that causes me the most concern that an innocent person remains convicted and sentenced to serve the rest of his life in prison. This is pretty powerful stuff. But he went on. He questioned whether it's really in the interest of justice for Georgia to keep fighting Devania's efforts to win a new trial. Quote, no one can say for sure what the result of a new trial would be. But in light of the new evidence, he went on, there is no doubt that a new trial would be very different than the one in which Inman was found guilty. Let justice be done.
I cried when I read the opinion because it's a really big deal. Even though so much of the judicial system, or not even the judicial system, but the criminal justice system is so flawed in so many ways that occasionally you get these few moments where you actually think that some change is feasible.
This whole thing, it's just wow. It's really hard to overemphasize how unusual this ruling is. I've never, in 20 years, read a court opinion like it. The judges are reflecting on their own errors and grappling with the ramifications that an innocent man may spend the rest of his life in prison because of the way the system is set up.
And the fact that this is so astounding is also part of the problem. We're marveling at a ruling where judges are openly contemplating the problems that plague the system, problems that we see all the time. So why is this so rare?
Technically, the Supreme Court cannot tell the AG to do anything. But it seems clear here that they're telling the state what they think, and it would be hard for the AG to completely ignore it. If they insist on trying to block Devania's appeal, it is almost inevitable that the case will wind up back at the Supreme Court. And then what? The court has made its position clear and is challenging the prosecutors to be just as reflective as they are. If they choose not to do that, it's pretty damning. So where do we go from here? There are a couple of options. The AG could dig in its heels, ignore the writing on the wall, or they could decide to stand down and agree that Devania should be given a new trial.
This isn't the end, but it is a huge step in the right direction. And whatever happens next, Sino hopes this brings some comfort to Devania and his family.
I truly hope he gets some sleep at night. These are two really big steps in a positive direction for him. He hasn't seen that in years.
And honestly, in the years we've covered this case, this is the first time we've heard Sino sound genuinely optimistic. We also spoke to Dinah Ray, Devania's mother, and from the moment she got on the phone, you could tell something was different.
Hi, Liliana.
Hey, Dinah, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's really good to hear your voice.
Yeah, you can hear the smile on my face, right?
Yeah, I can.
About the great news. Oh, my God. Wasn't that great?
Dinah heard about the ruling from Devania's lawyers, And then she got to break the news to her son.
He was so excited. I could just see those dimples. I could just imagine seeing that smile. But, you know, I'm so grateful. I can't thank everybody enough for giving us that hope, that voice. When he walked out that prison, that's going to be the best thing I ever had. But I've been walking around here with a smile on my face. Just smiling.
For now, we're waiting on the state's next move. We'll be back as soon as there's an update. Thanks, everyone, so much for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.